The New Mexico Supreme Court unanimously affirmed on Thursday the right of same-sex partners to marry, reasoning that the protections and responsibilities that result from the marital relationship shall apply equally to them and to opposite-sex couples. With the ruling, which takes effect immediately, New Mexico becomes one of 17 states and the District of Columbia to permit same-sex marriage. Photographs of Wednesday night's wrong-way suspected drunken driving crash on I-25 near the St. Francis Drive exit tell a horrific story. The photos, released to the media, are available on the Santa Fe Police Department's Facebook page. 52-year-old Joe Salazar faces charges of aggravated DWI, reckless driving, and having an open container inside his vehicle. Salazar is charged with injuring three people who were traveling northbound on the freeway. The wreck caused the closure of the highway for nearly 7 hours. Police found an empty bottle of vodka in the vehicle, but have not confirmed if it was consumed that evening. For anti-DWI advocates, including the New Mexico chapter of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, or MAD, the news of Wednesday's crash is too familiar. Ben Lewinger is executive director of the state's MAD chapter.
This one is particularly bad because in order to be so impaired that you're driving the wrong way down the highway, and this is a problem, especially in New Mexico, we don't see it as much in other states, I think that indicates a really unhealthy relationship to alcohol and the decisions that some New Mexicans make in getting behind the wheel.
Lewinger says Matt is asking for extra vigilance during the holiday season and asking people to commit to not drink and drive. A tip was reported to the state's Drunk Busters hotline, #DWI, just before the crash. SFPD spokeswoman Selena Westervelt says as a result of that call, several police agencies were searching for the driver.
That #DWI hotline is a good resource for residents, especially during the holidays, and to make sure that we've gotten our warning this season.
SFPD spokeswoman Selena Westervelt. New Mexico's top lawyer, Attorney General Gary King, is suing the Roswell-based Valley Meat Company in an attempt to block its plans to open a horse slaughterhouse on New Year's Day. The move comes after a federal appeals court dismissed a court order that had kept Valley Meat from operating. The state is seeking a restraining order to keep the plant idle. King contends that Valley Meat has the potential to violate food safety laws. Valley Meat and other plants in the Midwest have been targeted by animal protection groups trying to block the slaughter of horses. A New Mexico state senator will sponsor a legislative effort to get politics out of education. Michael Padilla is a Democrat and member of the Senate Education Committee. His proposal calls for eliminating the Secretary of Education position and instead would create a nonpartisan State Board of Public Education and calls for creation of a State Superintendent of Public Education hired by the board. Padilla says Senate Joint Resolution 2 would place public education in the hands of education professionals.
This is a constitutional matter. What we do with our cabinet-level positions for the governor and positions like what I'm proposing are constitutional matters. So essentially, we need to get this through both houses of the legislature, and then it bypasses the governor and goes straight to the voters.
New Mexico voters in 2004 approved the constitutional amendment giving the governor oversight of public education. Tomorrow's winter solstice is the subject of a celebration at the Leesburg Dam State Park just north of Las Cruces. Park ranger Alex Maras says the public is invited to witness the natural phenomenon of turning back the sun.
So in the winter, it reaches its lowest spot position in our horizon, and as the year goes back in the spring and summer, it begins to climb. So we're celebrating its return to climbing back up high into the sky.
Maras says the solstice event begins at 11 a.m. and ends at 10 p.m. tomorrow. Santa Fe weather mostly cloudy today, a high near 41 and a 20% chance of snow showers. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low about 24 and a 30% chance of snow showers, with snow accumulation of less than half an inch possible. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 34 and a 20% chance of showers. I'm Tom Trowbridge, KSFR First News.